9:30. Time for some Fitter Happier.
Fitter Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. The journey of pregnancy and starting a family can be a really special time in people's lives, but it can also be very overwhelming and bring about feelings of stress and anxiety. Soon-to-be mums are faced with a number of choices in terms of pregnancy care and birthing options. Depending on factors such as where you live and pre-existing medical conditions, many women often find themselves with a number of choices and options, which at times can be difficult to navigate. Joining us today to talk about one of the programs available to expecting mothers is Sonia Mahoney from the Community Midwifery Program. Sonia has over 20 years' experience as a midwife and experience in clinical research. Welcome to Fitter Happier, Sonia.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you.
Well, actually, let's start with you, Sonia. When did you decide to become a midwife?
Well, it was probably not something I initially thought of. I initially became a registered nurse in the early 90s and worked as a registered nurse at Hollywood originally. And a friend of mine who'd been a midwife for a couple of years said to me, Sonia, this is something I think you'd like. And I started my journey in 1997 here at King Edward. And from there, branched out to different fields in working in the main hospital labour ward for 15 years, working as a rotation midwife, doing VMS and antenatal care as well, before going into community midwifery for a year, doing home births, and luckily found myself as a clinical midwifery specialist in the Family Birth Centre and community midwife the last year.
That is an incredibly deep amount of experience there. But there's a lot of information out there for expectant mums on different birthing options and programs. This can be a little bit overwhelming. Can you explain what the community midwifery program offers?
Certainly. So the Community Midwifery Program is a health department funded program. We have two different types of care. We have a low risk care, which is a publicly funded home birth program, domino care and birthing in the family birth centres as well in Fiona Stanley and King Edward. And we also have, the last 5 years, also branched into high risk, which is for women who've had a previous shoulder dystocia or a previous cesarean section wanting a vaginal birth following that, or a large postpartum hemorrhage. And those women also through our high-risk care at King Edward as well.
So is the program open to everyone, or is it more suited to particular age groups and risk factors like you just mentioned?
Well, obviously, it's generally the age group is those that are in reproductive years. So our criteria is from 18, generally till about 45. So there's no definite higher cutoff, but obviously the higher your age level, the increased risk that may be incurred by a mum coming into a pregnancy. We work under two different guidelines. We work under the Australian College of Midwives National Midwifery Guideline for Consultation and Referral, mixed with the home birth policy as well, because it's midwifery-led care. So many of the women that choose to come into it, they could be, if a low-risk women doing home birth, for instance, our geographical area goes almost up to Yanship, right out past Mundaring, down to Serpentine, swinging round through to almost Waikiki. So we carry a huge number of kilometres for our midwives to travel to do home births and offer care at participating backup hospitals as well through that. So there is a huge number, and the high-risk women that come into a high-risk for VBACs, so that's women wanting a cesarean section, a vaginal birth following a cesarean section, anyone in the metro area can access that program, and in our local catchment for history of shoulder dystocia or PPH. So it's a big catchment and a big wide variety of women we actually are able to service.
Can you tell us a little bit about the different options offered through the program? For example, what's the difference between a domino birth and a home birth?
Okay, so a home birth means that you've received predominantly your community care in the community through midwifery-led care. We obviously have a backup hospital, and you need to live within 30 to 45 minutes of a backup hospital for transfer to that as well. And a home birth means you receive your birthing and labour actually at home. And at the moment, we have around about 15 to 20 women a month receiving that care in our Perth metro area through the CMP. And domino births means domino in, domino out. So these women receive their care in our community area, so maybe Joondalup, at their home, Kalamunda, Coogee, or at our King Edward base. And then they come into the hospital or the family birth centre to actually do their birth and delivery and return home for postnatal care in their home environment.
So I'm getting the feeling that you're able to be quite flexible with the program and sculpt it to suit the individual.
We can, yes. Obviously, for home birthing and for low-risk women that birth in the low-risk part of the community. They have to obviously meet some criteria, and that unfortunately does mean some women aren't able to access home birthing if they've got some high risk factors. But we can ultimately, hopefully through other MGP programs, help them in different areas as well.
And, I mean, you can't account for everything that's going to happen. For women who are investigating having a home birth, what happens if there is a problem during labour? How prepared are the midwives for that sort of situation?
Well, definitely. So our midwives do annual training and updates on the resuscitation of both the adult and the newborn, as well as obstetric emergencies that may happen in the home. All our women who deliver at home are required to have ambulance cover, so we call on ambulances at any point to transfer, and that's why they need to live within 30 to 45 minutes of a hospital, so we can transfer expediently if required. Obviously, we are screening initially at booking. That's why we're only accepting low-risk women into a home birth, and at any point during that journey, if women follow up with a more high risk and then they become a domino care, so they stay with the program but they may need to birth in a hospital situation, that would mean that we stay with them. But at home at any point, midwives are trained, they've had to do a minimum 3 years of labour and birth suite care before they actually work in the home environment, so they're skilled midwives and they're able to assess and transfer as appropriate.
It sounds like there's an awful amount, like a fantastic amount, I should say, of planning for every like possible outcome during these births.
Well, there is. The midwives, obviously, even though it's midwifery-led care, we're obviously in close consultation with the obstetric services at our hospitals, and we work collaboratively with them. We can't live without those services, and the backup is always there for us and gratefully received when required.
Well, the program looks at fostering relationships between the midwives and expecting mothers in the lead-up to labour. What benefits, having that direct hookup, does this have for the expecting mother?
Well, there's a lot of research regarding continuity of care models, and what the research generally shows is that women who have received continuity of care through a midwifery-led group model have a decrease of interventions. That means they have decreased rates of induction, decreased use of forceps and vacuums at delivery, a decreased use of epidurals and other pain analgesia, because quite a lot of them would water birth, increased breastfeeding rates, increased risk and advocacy for normal birth, and greater client satisfaction generally. In the low-risk setting through the CMP program, obviously we do still have cesarean sections, because if you look at the World Health Organization, they estimate that around about 15% of women will require cesarean sections regardless of even their risk going into pregnancy. So our stats sit around about that 86%, 87% women have vaginal births, whether at home or in hospital, and about 12 to 13% will end up with cesarean section for a mixed variety of reasons.
Well, I'm sorry to ask this question, but you know, it is pandemic time. How has COVID-19 changed the way a number of health services operate? Well, it has indeed. How has it impacted this program?
Well, a few things have impacted. Obviously, for our women who are birthing, regardless whether they're birthing at home or in hospital, we had to reduce the number of people that are actually able to be in the room with them down to one person.
Because it's not exactly something you can do on your own, right?
Well, no. So we obviously want people to at least bring their partners in. We were fortunate that we never got to a point, and as in other countries, where people weren't able to bring anyone. So it did go for about 2 months down to one person in the labour room with them. We've now increased that to two. We did mean that women weren't able to bring children with them to their appointments, because obviously we wanted to reduce the amount of transmission or risk of transmission if people were actively covertly positive in the community, which fortunately we haven't had that. So we reduced quite a lot of our face-to-face parent education as well. We've just resumed those in the last couple of weeks. So parent education for many were given over the telephone or just in our normal antenatal appointments. And our antenatal appointment time was also reduced to bare minimum what's required face-to-face, and a lot of that was done via telephone as well. So there was a significant amount of changes made to reduce contact and risk for all parties involved during COVID.
Well, and just finally, Sonia, if women are interested in this program, where can they go for more information?
Certainly. So if you search King Edward Memorial Hospital on any Google website, that'll come up. You go to the King Edward, you then click on patients and families, click on pregnancy, and once you've gone to pregnancy, all the information for community midwifery is on the site. Click on that and the application form is on there. So it's quite easily found.
Well, Sonia, thank you very much for joining us on The Record for Fitter Happier this morning, and good luck with the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. That was Sonia Mahoney, Acting Clinical Midwifery Manager for the Community Midwifery Program. And as she mentioned there, if you want to get hold of them, the King Edward Memorial site, kemh.health.wa.gov.au, or if you go through the Healthy WA website, healthywa.wa.gov.au. 10:40, you're tuned into On The Record.